Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
There we go. Woo! Yeah, a little spice of life. I love this stuff. I do. Sal doesn't even like it.
No, it's a nice
song. You just don't like good music.
From the 70s?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, listen, just crank this up. Just crank it up.
Doesn't do it for me.
Just listen. Everybody's having a good time, you know. Kind of freeing,
Who is the Bee Gees? Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, dude. Uh-oh.
If it's not it's 90s like rap, Sal doesn't care for it.
You're a little more than that, right? The library's a little more extensive than just 90s. And I love 90s rap is my favorite kind of rap.
Right.
Well, actually, early 80s where it really started. Late 70s up in the Bronx. But I don't know how you don't like this stuff. Either way, we do like Nick wins. We do like Yankee offense, which we're not getting enough of. And we do like when Lindor plays well, which we're not getting enough of either. That's where we are. Hitting the phones. Back to you, BT and Sal. Will, Milford, Connecticut. What's going on, Will?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Good, good. You mentioned, I know baseball is now back to baseball, but you mentioned, and again, I don't want to misquote you, but you mentioned Ohtani and Freeman and Betts, and then you put Judge in the same sentence.
Yes.
And I'm like, compared to this year, you compared that to what Francisco Lindor is doing. But right now, where is Judge in that, you know, Betts is doing good, Ohtani's doing good, Freeman's doing good, but
I mean, Will, he's warming up is what he's doing. Is Aaron Judge one of the best players in baseball, yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No doubt. So I'm saying, your comparison this year is like you're putting Judge with everybody else
because
and
he belongs
taking
there.
Lindor out.
Yeah. Well, because Judge belongs there and Lindor does not. Very
all
simple.
Right, last 15 games, Judge 220, four homers, 12 RBI.
How about
Lindor last 15 games,
what are we
271, four homers, nine RBI.
Okay. You're right. My bad. Lindor's better. I apologize.
No, nobody said that, but if you're going based off of this year.
But I'm not. That's what you guys are missing.
Well, you're saying right now Judge is starting to get it going.
He is. 321 last seven games.
Yeah, all right. We'll
since
go back.
I sent that tweet, by the way.
Last 15.
By the way, exactly since I sent that tweet, just so you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, the Judge was going to get going against Oakland?
But he kept it up a little bit. He went bonkers in Milwaukee.
How'd he do last night?
Yeah, rough one. Nobody hit last night.
But point is, Lindor, you know, at some point, Judge has to get going. Point is, Lindor, Lindor's hitting over his last 15 games, 271. Judge is hitting 220. So if you're going based off of just this year, like, nobody's going to argue Well, nobody's going to argue that Lindor's better than Judge.
No, I hear you.
But which, by the way, makes Judge's start even worse. I think the issue that some people are having is that why would you hold Lindor to the highest of, like, I guess it's because you think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so please correct me if I'm wrong.
I got you.
You don't think Lindor's ever going to be what he once was, and you still have no issues with Judge being what he's always been.
Well, I mean, kind of, you nailed it. Like, the standard that I set for Lindor is different from what I set for Judge, because Lindor is not as good as Aaron Judge.
Right, okay? but Judge has been worse this year then.
But I still have a pretty high standard for Lindor, because I think, or I thought, that the guy that you got was better than this, and I want to see it.
So if I ask you who's been worse this year, Judge or Lindor, what would be your answer?
Lindor.
Just this year. How?
He's got a lower batting average. I mean, what do you mean, how?
How has he been worse than Judge, where if you hold Judge to his lofty standards?
Whoa, so you mean based on all that stuff?
I mean, based on everything.
Well, I base it on, you asked me a simple question, yeah. Who's been worse this year? Forgive me for interpreting it as such, like, who is not playing, like, of the two, who's playing worse? Like, the other stuff, maybe that's a different part of the conversation. How about all
games,
of them, though?
Yeah, 15 games I just gave you. They have the same amount of home runs, and Lindor's hitting 50 points higher.
Sal, what is Lindor's batting average on the season? Legitimate question. 190. I think it's 195.
He's over 200.
I think he dipped back down.
Lindor's 195.
He's back down there, man. I mean, come on. After he hits a home run, everybody starts popping wood, and then he goes back to 19.
He was hitting 083.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, so Lindor's hitting 195.
And what's Robust Judge at?
Robust Judge. I think Judge is around 212-ish, 215, something like that. Not great. He's been terrible for the most part.
So what about the OPS? Yeah, all right. What about
the OPS? What are we debating?
Yeah, who's having a bad year? Judge is having a worse year.
Who's having a worse year? And the answer is Francisco Lindor.
No, I think Judge is having a worse year.
What do you mean? You think every quantifiable measurement says that you're wrong?
No, it's not as bad as Lindor's year.
All right,
let's do this.
I'll be Mike. You can be Chris. No. All right, pull up Lindor's stats. I'll pull up Judge's stats. Let's go.
But it's
transport you back to 1990, which is fun once in a while.
No, it's not just about the numbers.
But that's how you quantify a worse season.
No, Judge is expecting. You're expecting more from Judge because he's supposed to be one of the best players in the sport. He's been awful for a full month, and he's been healthy.
But Sal, those are two, to be fair to me, those are two different measurements. Has Judge played well? No, he's played like S.
Right, okay.
Okay, I'm giving you that.
Right.
Has Judge had a better
season?
No, I know. Has Judge had a better season than Lindor? The answer is again, quantifiably, provably, yes. So let's just do this. What's Lindor's OPS? Please tell me. 644. Okay.
What's Judge?
768. It's not good.
Okay, and what is Judge career OPS?
No, it's odd. I know where you're going. I'm just saying, we could get to that part in a second, because I know where you're going, and I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm not even saying that you're wrong, but there's two conversations. I want to have one first, complete that, and then attack the other one properly. First, who's having the better season? Old Lindor OPS, it's not even debatable, but I want to go through it. Lindor OPS 644, Judge 768. Okay, how many RBIs does Lindor have?
11.
Okay, Judge has 18. How many home runs does Lindor have?
Lindor's got five.
Okay, so Judge has six, whatever. Mm-hmm. On base percentage?
281.
All right, Judge is 343. And what else can we? How many walks does, talk walks. Give me, how many walks does he have?
12 walks, three stolen bases.
All right, 22 walks for Aaron Judge. How many doubles does Lindor have? What, five, six?
How many hits Judge have on the year?
Judge has 24.
All right, Lindor's got 22.
How many doubles does Lindor have?
So they have basically the same amount of hits.
Yeah, but they don't have the same OPS and average and the other stuff, too, Sal.
Lindor's got four doubles and five homers.
Okay, so will you at least...
And Judge has what?
Now I'll get to the part that's probably going to favor you, because I'm open-minded. I'll embrace this. But at least so we can just turn the page, forgetting about expectations.
Right
now, literally... Who's having the better statistical season? Please just say Judge so we can move on.
I think they've both been awful.
I agree, but on the numbers in front of us, what's
Judge
the answer?
Judge has literally one more home run than Lindor.
But he's got a higher OPS. He's got a higher average. He's got another double. Right. He's got more RBIs. He's got more walks. Right. Can you say Judge, please? Please.
Statistically speaking,
Judge.
If you compare the numbers.
Statistically speaking, that's it.
Yeah, barely.
That's
he's
it.
Having. Yeah, okay.
So that's a yes.
Right.
Okay. Now, your part of the conversation. I'll entertain it because, and I want you to explain. I know what you mean, but I want everybody to understand what you're.
Well,
what
compared
you're saying.
To what he's been historically,
he's been
and
awful.
What you, and what you, no, no, comp- yeah, compared
he's
to
been
what
awful
he's been
compared
historically,
to, he's been a complete unmitigated
so
mess.
I am legit curious about this. What is Judge's drop off? You have his career average.
I got everything you need.
So what's his career average? Like Lindor's,
279.
Okay. 279 career average, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, Lindor's 272, not that bad. And then what's Judge career OPS?
974. This is not anything you want to bring
so
to the... You bring the peace shooter here.
Yeah, 974 compared to what it is now is what?
Well, it's basically 200 points off.
Right, and Lindor's obviously not that far off. Well, almost about 200, so it's almost about the same. So they're equally having the same crappy years. Now, here's why I'm more concerned about Judge, while acknowledging he is the far superior player.
I'm listening.
Because this is exactly what Lindor does all the time. This is not what a healthy Aaron Judge does. And if you go back to last year, since Judge came back with the toe, he has not been the same player. Mm-hmm. That's it. End of story.
I don't disagree with that.
Since coming back from the toe injury last year, has not been the same player. Where I haven't seen the signs yet that Francisco Lindor is not the same player. Because he does this since he's been in Cleveland, struggle to start the year. Now, if this happens in May and June, and it's a bad year, then I have
to change. Well, the signs are that the numbers are down from Cleveland. But I hear you on the slow starts. I got you. Okay. Listen, I'm not going to fight you on this. Like,
They've both been awful. I'm just saying, like, you're ignoring, or maybe not ignoring, but you're not concerned about Judge's slow start. But burying Lindor.
I'm concerned about Judge's start. What part did I say I wasn't concerned?
The first part, I just want to at least conquer the idiocy
of wondering who's having the better season so far, which I think we did. I think.
Right. You said he's going to be fine.
Better.
Judge.
I think he's going to be fine.
But you don't think Lindor is going to be. Based off of the starts, to me, the biggest difference is with Aaron Judge. As far as where you expect, what you've seen from him, and where he's at now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Lindor, this is kind of what he does.
Well,
unfortunately, I mean, he's just a slow starter.
I also think, even going back to Judge's 62, 131, 311 OPS of almost 1,200 season, you know, he still had a month in June with over 100 at-bats. He had 250-something. Like, you know, this is baseball. There is a cycle of failure that is much more prevalent than a cycle of success. And certain guys like Judge.
Right, but why is it just baseball for Judge but not Lindor in your mind?
Why is it just baseball? Well, because I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. Because this is the first time there's been a real appreciable, and I'm going to give you elongated down period. So I don't want to overreact to one because it is part of baseball. Mantle, Don Maddie, it doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
Keith Hernandez, Darryl, the greats. It happens.
Understood. But then when I counter with saying, same exact thing for Lindor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, if he had a 30-30 season 2 years ago, I could understand your point more. He was 30-30 last year. Like, there's not reason for me yet to sound the alarms. You could be proven right and preemptively saying, he's going down, you know, off the cliff,
which I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cliff is strong.
But
Cliff,
I want to know.
Not Cliff.
But I, okay, whatever.
Cliff is
well, he's
strong.
Going down
yeah, go
the
ahead.
Wrong way. And there's really no reason to believe that when you look at the numbers.
Well, but that's where we value different things here.
Or watch
Sal.
Him play, yeah.
Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. That's part of it, sure. But I look at, now the home runs, okay. Home runs are great. You know, the Yankees have made a living on hitting home runs. Bronx Bombers moniker. Got it. But to me, the home runs are not a byproduct of efficiency. Really, it's more of a result of a mistake by a pitcher. So I understand literally, you know, 30-30 club, Hojo did it. Yeah, I get A-Rod,
a good
Barry.
Season.
But it's a good season.
You don't hit 30 home runs by accident.
I know
mean,
you don't. But think about how many guys.
Especially for a shortstop.
I got you. Patty, look this up. I don't know the exact number. I'm going to say it's about 60 or 70 maybe. How many guys had 20 or more like 25 home runs last year? Can you look that up real fast?
Overall?
Yeah, please. I just, the home run is watered down to me. So while home runs matter, and they're nice, and they help you win, and they put runs on the board, and they get the crowd juiced up, I look at OPS. What kind of damage, not singles, what kind of damage are you inflicting and how often are you on base?
Right,
and,
but is that and by that far down from what he's been throughout his career?
It's appreciably down from his Cleveland days, and I can prove it, and
well,
I've done it
career,
before.
His career's 8-11.
Okay, but it's...
Last year, 806.
You know, I understand, but that's the only year as a Met that he's been over 800.
Oh, okay.
So what's his career OPS? What is it with the Guardians?
Well, 835, 794, 842, 871, 854.
But I'm saying career. Do you have the... Because I've got... On Baseball Reference, it splits
833.
All right, so 833 with Cleveland. What is it with the Mets? 7 what?
771.
All right, so not terrible, but you know, as a Met, he's high 70s. As a Guardian, he was trending closer to 850.
But it's not that big of a difference where you'd be like, oh, my God, there's going to be a drop-off.
But it is when you look at what makes a player a star.
But then last year he was at 800. So last year almost.
Is he going to get to 800 this year?
Well, who knows?
I don't think he does.
Well, hold on. What did he hit last year, Pat, in April?
221 with a 778 OPS.
Pat's got all the numbers here. 220, right on April.
221 with a 778 OPS.
Okay.
So right now he is under that, significantly under that.
2022?
Yeah.
Hit 282 in April with an 849 OPS.
So he had a much better. So now
so
April.
He's not always a slow starter.
Right. So April this year has been worse.
Yep.
However, last year, he had his best year as a Met as far as OPS goes, and yet you think that he's going the wrong way.
Last year
he had his best.
Because it's proven to be the aberration. And there's so many more at-bats.
He had 788 the year before. I mean, it's right around the same thing.
But it's not what it was with the Guardians, which was 830. So you're.
His slow start is worse. By the numbers, Boyle just gave it to you right there. His slow start this year is worse than even his historic slow start.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize it was that good a couple of years ago. So what? How many guys had 20 or 25 home runs in baseball a year ago?
46 guys had 25 home runs or more.
All right. I mean, that's...
Right, but we're talking about 30 or more.
Well, that's obviously going to be less, but the point...
30 or more was 26.
All right, but how many had 20 or more? Like, to me, home runs...
All right, but 20 and 30 is a big difference.
No, I know there is. I'm not trying to minimize 30 home runs. I don't think
92 players had 20 home runs.
How many guys had 20 home runs in 1985? You know, 31? I mean, the game. So I'm not as enamored with home runs. I'm telling you, Sal, quite literally, what resonates with me as a baseball guy does not resonate with you as much. And I respect that.
It's not that. I just think 30-30 season's good. I value batting average more than anything else. I feel like that's making an impact on the game. I know what the OPS means. I don't really care about the metrics. I like watching the game and feeling the impact. Lindor's been up in plenty of spots to do damage, as has Aaron Judge. They haven't gotten it done. Bottom line, both guys have stunk. I'm just looking at it as a slow start for Lindor. Maybe there is more to it. Could be wrong. Mm-hmm. With Judge, I'm not looking at it as just a slow start because I expect more. I haven't seen this from Judge. This is not normal for Judge to go this long without being that enforcer in the middle of that lineup.
And it's because of the infrequency that Judge has showed us this that I'm not prepared to worry yet. If I have to, I will. Trust me, he's been awful, but not worried yet. Mike on Staten Island, BT and Sal. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, BT, I just want to say, I know you bring up OPS a lot, but I feel like you're bringing it up out of context, and here's why I say that.
Go ahead.
Do you know what OPS Plus is and how that's calculated?
I don't use it as much, obviously. A lot of people lean on it. I'm just going to look at, you know, on base and slugging to me is a little bit more. What is it, something with the league? Go ahead, an adjustment off the league?
So here's the thing. It adjusts for league average.
Yeah.
And it adjusts for park factor.
Yes.
But here's the thing. So if you look at his OPS, just Lindor's OPS over his career, you would say higher OPS is in Cleveland. However, you look at OPS Plus, 2022 was the second best season of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. You go back to his years in Cleveland. That includes 2017, 18, 19. We sort of been calling it the juice ball era. So he put up massive numbers inside of the juice ball era.
Yes.
And honestly, that affects a lot of players.
Gleyber Torres.
It affects a lot of players. So you need and I hate when you also say, oh, you know, shortstop is down. Shortstop is down compared to what? Shortstop traditionally has been a defensive first position. It's only recently where we've had power.
Well, hold on, Mike. It depends how you define recently. I mean, are you going back to like Nomar and obviously young A-Rod, Cal Ripken? I mean, if you go back to the 50s when they were all bunting, I mean, what are we going back to? Give me a line of delineation.
Even the 80s. Look at the 80s. Yeah. Almost everything
I agree with
had
that. I agree with that. I do agree with that. Yeah, Ozzy. So yep,
gotta,
I agree with that.
Yeah, you got to look at all of that. It was only until A-Rod, Nomar,
Tejada. So what's the bottom line? I guess you think I'm unfair with Lindor, like some others do.
That position matters.
I know it matters.
If Pete Alonso was putting up the numbers he's putting up as a shortstop, he's a $400 million ball player.
But he's not. If the Queen had, you know, if the Queen had a sack, it'd be a little different story. I mean, what are we doing here, dude? Jesus. I mean, where are we going?
Yeah.
Pete Alonso played short. Mm. Yeah. And if you and I started radio 30 years ago, we'd be multimillionaires.
Yeah. Why do you got to bring that up?
I don't know.
Now we're really going to start fighting.
Woo! All right, 877-337-6.
That's where you and I tag each other in, though. That's a tag team.
No, we'd be
right
making
there.
Money, right? We'd be tagging in. We tag out once in a while, but we'd be tagging away to the bank, that is for sure. All right, BT and Sound on the Fan coming up. We'll get the call today back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to these calls. Oh, I see the Lindor supporters creeping in. Here comes the Lindor sycophants. I'm here for it. BT and Sound on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Tony's in Deer Park, BT and Sal. Tone, what's happening?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Tone.
All right, listen, I had Bell's palsy before. What you got to do, I could joke around about it then. What you got to do is, as my good friend Al Dukes would say, you got to work the Bell's palsy. You got to work the Bell's palsy, maybe a thumb to the eye, little Three Stooges action, right? Whatever you got to do, do it, baby. Let's go.
I mean, you know. So he should be wearing goggles, shouldn't he be? Why is he not wearing goggles? Why not?
Hey, what did Dice have? Remember you when you made fun of Dice?
Well, I didn't make fun of him.
Well,
did I make fun of him? I did. Well, I thought it was actually pretty funny. I did. There you go. I think Dice agreed. He didn't flinch.
Poor Dice. When are we getting him in?
I don't know.
You missed out, dude.
A little bit. I know.
Next time he's in, we have to go together.
What did I have that night? Obviously, it was a game of some sort. I had something with the kids.
Yeah, even Hoff couldn't go. We had a great time. Costos came.
Yeah.
Natural Body Steve, my buddy. It was a great night. Backstage afterward.
I know. Well... because I laid the foundation for you.
I appreciate it.
I mean, if it was up to you like, I told you, go backstage. We invited us to go.
I need that. You have that,
the it factor. I know. Thank you.
The wall that I have up that prevents me from. Like, yeah, asking for things.
Yeah, like just shameless. It's not. Yeah, it's not Peter. Don't put me on Schwartz's level. I'm not begging for stuff.
No.
But when I sense there's an opening, when I say it's got to feel right. If it doesn't feel like it's me. Overstepping my bounds, like I'll do for you, and you know I don't ask for much. I really don't. I knew that was a layup.
Even in MLB, when we went to MLB Network, you just walk in there with your wiffle balls and bats.
I really did. I did.
You dropped the balls on the ground. You start hitting them all over the place. I'm like, God damn. Like, I wish I had that just, Kyle. You're just like.
I was there 30 seconds. I was the home run derby already. Yeah, I'll say hi to everybody in a minute. Hang on, Harold. Hold on. Let me just hit this in the left field bleachers. Hold on. Let me take an oppo.
Do the fucking.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
We love you, Dice. He's locked into, even though he's not a big sports guy, he's locked into his Knicks tonight. And I also hear that Dice is frustrated with Lindor as we get back to the calls. Mark is in Oceanside. Mark, what's happening?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, today? Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Francisco Lindor's numbers, lifetime as Met, His batting average is 250. His OPS is 771, and he averages about 90 RBIs and 90 runs a year. He's a good player and an excellent fielder, but that's it.
Bingo.
Good play. He's a good player.
Bingo.
He is good.
Right, but why can't that be? I don't understand why that can't be accepted. Forget the contract because it is.
You can't, though.
Why?
Are you going to forget the judge? You always bring up Judge. You're
going to
forget that Judge contract when he's 35 years old and he's on his last leg and you're going to be complaining every day about the fact that the Yankees gave him $40 gazillion? I guarantee you'll be claiming. You'll complain about it every day.
Well, I don't think there's anything the Mets could do about it because you can't go back and rewrite history. And at the time, they thought it was a good value. The market since then has crashed. Will we, at the end of it, say whether it was a good contract or not? I mean, I think it's going to.
I'm saying it now. It's a bad one.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But I can say the same thing about Judge. So
but it's
I think
not bad the, yet. Well, it's going to be bad.
Since he signed it, he hasn't done anything.
But it's going to be bad.
He breaks a record and hits 62 home runs, and since then, he hasn't done anything. He was awful all of last year, and he's been bad. So now.
It wasn't awful before he ran into the wall of Dodger Stadium. He was actually going to win the MVP.
But forget about the contract with Judge as well, and just go based off of the years. But let's forget Judge for a second and just go off of Lindor. If you eliminate the amount of money, because we all know that at the time it was a ridiculous contract. At the time it wasn't bad, but it turned out to be a ridiculous contract. He would never get that now, not even close, on the open market. He still is a good baseball player.
I know he's good.
So are we just doing based on the value? It's never going to be
a
good value.
Everything.
Well, but
I know he's good, Bob. I know he's a good player.
Right, but if he hit 50 home runs, it still wouldn't be a good valued contract.
But nobody would complain about the lack of production if he gave you a little bit more, which means you wouldn't incorporate the contract.
Right,
it comes up because he's not doing quite what we thought he would do.
But that's my point, is that it's not about the contract. It's about he needs to do more. For me, the average is the only thing I need to see more of. I'm fine with 30 home runs. I'm fine with 100 RBI. I'm fine with 25 stolen bases. I'm fine with the defense. I'm okay with the OPS, whatever. Get the average up. If you hit 280, you're impacting more games than if you hit 220. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And the ribbies and everything else will go even higher with that. So I need to see Lindor hit on a consistent basis.
Mark, Sal, finish up, buddy.
Yes.
Sal, two other things. Number one, he also has a little bit of a history with thumbs down and getting into a fight with another player on the team.
Other player on the team stinks in comparison.
But that still doesn't obfuscate the fact that he got it.
It's 3 years removed. You're gonna get over it or not? You're gonna hold him?
No.
Mark, I don't even hold that over him. I don't.
He has a history, and right now, Sal, would you take 70 cents on the dollar just to unload Lindor? Yes or no? 70 cents.
I would.
I don't understand what that means. 70 cents on the dollar. Okay. What are you getting back in return?
Unload his contract and get nothing in return.
What is the contract prohibiting them from doing something? Am I missing?
Yes.
What exactly?
I'm going to answer you.
Yeah.
You saw in the offseason that the Mets went into a bit of a cocoon and spending.
They tried to get Yamamoto, and they're going to try to get Soto this offseason. It's not. Didn't prevent them from bringing back Nimmo or Diaz. It didn't prevent them from signing Verlander or Scherzer. You're just making up stuff. It's not preventing them from anything.
They can utilize that money elsewhere.
On what? Good luck finding a player.
How about Soto and Alonso?
They still could do that.
They could, but they probably won't.
And by the way, you know,
good
luck finding a shortstop that's been as productive as Francisco Lindor has throughout his career. Good luck. Now, again, if this year turns out to be the worst in his career, it's trending that way. I still think he's going to right the ship.
Mm-hmm.
He might not. And if he does that at this point, at age 30, has the worst year of his career, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a warning.
It's a big
flare.
Problem moving forward.
Yeah, I got you.
But we don't know yet.
No, we don't know yet. The signs aren't good. You know, I know how I feel. I know how you feel. Listen, and I know what's going to happen. Watch, Lindor's going to launch a 3-run bomb tonight, and we're going to get pounded on eggs. Right. Look, you dope. Lindor's great. He's amazing. Volpe sucks. You're a Yankee dope.
Happens,
I hate
right?
you. Yeah. Fantastic. You know what I'm going to say? I don't write back to him, but you know what I'm thinking? Great. Now have another good week.
Yeah.
I understand the guy. If you, I will let, the next time Lindor has a good game, and it might be tonight, I will let you on the air read my mentions, all right? How people just, I'll let you do that. You got to watch the curses and stuff because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I don't interact back. I don't have time for it. I do read some I don't, whatever. I just got to keep the train moving. I'm too busy. But my thought in real time is good. This is kind of what I thought we'd get. And at the end of the day, I know some of you think I hate the Mets. I love great players. I love when our city has amazing players. That's why I love Brunson. That's why I see I love Shesterkin seeing what he's doing in the pipes. That's why we love Ewing. That's why we love Doc and Darryl and everybody else that we love. And I thought that Lindor would be on that upper level, that pantheon. So far, he is not, and it frustrates me.
Yeah, understood. And I'm not in disagreement with that I'd want to see more, or that you're saying you're wrong about Lindor needing to get it going. He's been awful so far. I just believe that he is going to get going. And also, I think the biggest difference is the curve that we're grading him on. At some point, BT, you got to realize he's never going to be what you thought he was. And just.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give up on that at some point.
I'm accepting.
I'm not prepared to do it yet. He's not 35 years old. He's 30.
In my mind,
I can't do it yet.
In my mind, a superstar hits 300 minimum. Used to hit 330, but growing up in the steroid era, whatever. Superstar hits 300, hits 30 plus homers, drives at 110 runs. Mm-hmm. That's a superstar. I've accepted that, unfortunately, in today's game, 280 is a good batting average. Now,
that's why I look at OPS.
Yeah,
because superstar, give me 950, give me 990, give me 1,000. He's never doing that.
By the way, forget about even the numbers.
Yep.
Watch the games.
Yep.
Lindor's come up many times already in this year in big spots.
Big empty.
And hasn't done anything.
Left LOB is a pretty important thing in his statistical column, and there's a lot of guys left on base. Mike on Staten Island with BT and Sal. Mikey, what's cooking?
Doing, guys. Love the show.
What's up, Mike?
Thanks, Mike. What's up?
So I just thought I'm a big Mets fan. I was a big Lindor fan since he was in Cleveland. When they got him, I was ecstatic. I just thought he was going to be a little more when he got to this team. He's not clutch. And I know, Sal, you brought it up like an hour or so ago. I don't really care that he hit 3 home runs against the Yankees in a game where the Mets were 20 games out of a playoff spot in late September. I need this guy to come up with guys on base and deliver. And he just doesn't do it. And I think it could be something as simple as they just might need another bat, and he just can't hit third anymore.
Yeah. Where would you hit him?
I would hit him fifth.
Yeah, how about moving him up in the order?
I kind of like Marte in that 2 spot.
Yeah, no, you have him bat leadoff.
Have Lindor bat for it. What do you doing?
Marte's got to be left alone in the 2 spot. That's the one thing that's working. It worked in 2022. It's working again. Van Wagenen was at the game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, God.
Brody.
Come on, dude.
What are we doing?
Brody. I would move maybe Lindor up to leadoff, move Nimmo down, see if you could get Nimmo going with a little more pop, maybe have him third. Either way, the Mets right now, a lot of key guys aren't going. The only thing that is, to me, locked in is Starling Marte in the 2 spot. Once he gets back, you leave him in at the 2 spot.
Yeah.
And away
and
we
Bader's
go.
Bader's been a pretty good presence at the bottom third
whatever,
of the order.
That's
no,
fine.
He's better, Beatty, you know,
Beatty
like Bader.
Up and down. You know, McNeil not doing much.
Yeah.
No, Tyrone Taylor's been terrific, but he's a part-time player.
Still
JD Martinez got to get going. I would move Lindor up to leadoff spot. And move Nimmo down and see how that works.
Before you decide to dump him lower. So you're going higher rather than lower.
Yeah, because you could always move him around. Like I was going to say, once you move him down.
That's not you could always adjust. I mean, the Yankees could put Volpe 6 again if they have to. I mean, things happen. Not a big deal.
Right, but here's the point. You want to get Lindor going, right? You don't want to ruin his confidence, number one, whatever he's got. You also want to get him going. What's the best way to get him going?
Fastballs.
Right, bingo. Yeah. You're going to throw him at the bottom of the order?
Yeah.
Or maybe move him up in front of the hottest hitter on the team?
That's a good point. I mean, if you're looking for a guy just to get hot a little bit and get something dead red, if you put him like 7 or 8 and there's not a ton around him, you don't have to pitch to him. But if you know that Marte stays hot, you got Pete, you got JD.
And it's not like Nimmo's raking either, obviously. Move Nimmo down.
Yeah. So you think that Nimmo. So let me ask you this.
I'd move Lindor up. That's the first thing I would do.
Oh, okay. So you think that Lindor, it's more important, more urgent to. I'm not sure how I feel. I'm thinking this as I'm asking the question. You think it's more urgent now, more pressing to move Lindor up to get him going than to drop Nimmo because Nimmo's not hitting well?
I think it's more about Lindor. If I'm the Mets and Mendoza right now, I'm doing whatever I can to get Lindor going. Because without him, they're toast. And I would move him to the leadoff spot. You don't even have to make Nimmo third. You could also make him sixth. Maybe move McNeil up or whatever. However they want to configure it. I mean, look, you're arranging chairs on the Titanic.
Just don't put McNeil fourth. Sal doesn't like seeing him.
How about this? I don't like seeing him, period. The guy can't. If he's not hitting 300,
What's single he doing? Not much value.
Yeah. And he's not hitting, shocker, not hitting 300 again. No, they're going to trade. They got to get rid of him.
Two more years on that deal with a four-year deal for him. Right. Marte got four. He's got next year as well.
Did he get four again? Oh, God.
I think Pete, did Pete get three or four, Hoff? You know, I thought it was
McNeil.
Four. Yeah, well,
Pete. He did get four. Where were you?
4 years.
Yeah, but where are we at with it? Is this year three or is this year
two? This is year three.
Okay, good. All right.
So it's year two.
Yeah, only two.
Ooh, that's right. Batting title, bad year. It's only year two. Sorry, Sal.
Yeah. See, that's a contract I want out of. I don't care how much money it is. I just want to trade Jeff McNeil. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Finish up with your calls on the other side. Got to get back to the Knicks, BT. Come on. Let's get pumped up about the Knicks tonight for Game 5. Contractors. Get what you need to get the job done. Head to Windorama. They keep a huge supply of Anderson windows, patio doors, and storm doors in many sizes in stock at their distribution center for pickup or quick delivery. Windorama is proud to feature Anderson, the number one trusted window and door brand. Plus, get access to other premium brands. Call Windorama at 1-800-695-RAMA. Visit one of their 25 showrooms throughout the tri-state area or Windorama.com and let your project be their passion.
This is Andrew Bogish with an Odyssey Sports Minute. With an average age of 23.5 years, the Thunder are the youngest team ever to win a playoff series after sweeping the Pelicans last night. They played much older than that, never giving New Orleans a chance without the injured Zion Williamson. The Thunder may not go any farther, or maybe the Nuggets get them in the conference final, but that would be about talent, not age and inexperience. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
This is Tiki Barber. If you live in New Jersey, your electricity rates are going up. If your current cooling system is over 15 years old, get ahead of that rate increase now with a new high-efficiency Carrier AC system. There's only one company to call to upgrade. My friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's air conditioning experts for decades. Take it from me. You'll save money and stay cooler. These guys are experts. Contact my friends at EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off. It's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. There's no better place to bet all the NBA playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. We just love the app around here. It's safe, secure, has all the bets you want. And when you win, you get paid fast. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Let's go to FanDuel.com/GO to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIO. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, also the official partner of WFAN, 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. For help with the gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here to talk to you about a place called Riverwalk, your independent living choice for adults 65 and older on the fabulous River Spring Living Campus. More than just spacious apartments overlooking the beautiful Hudson River, here you'll find a built-in social life with activities, amenities, and easy access to Manhattan. With 24/7 security and daily chef-crafted meals, Riverwalk is actually maintenance-free and pet-friendly. Rent starts at just $4,500. So call now at 833-42-RIVER or visit them on the web at riverwalk.org/radio.
Hey guys, don't be that dad without life insurance. When thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance. To help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as $1 a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for ethos. At checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series over. Yankees win.
This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. Let's hammer out these calls.
Man, you said you had something for me. I have one quick thing for you here.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Brian Hoke tweeted out.
Yankees, what do we got?
Yeah. When the Yankees win, they win big. They've averaged 6.7 runs per game in the wins, which is eighth in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
When they lose, they don't score. Their 1.9 runs per game in losses is an MLB worst.
Well, I appreciate Brian Hoke telling us what we already know.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be alarming when you actually see it like that. Oh, we went over before. Half their losses have been shutouts.
Yeah.
Why is it such all or nothing?
It's a little alarming.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. Well, because Gleyber Torres has been horrendous ever since Boone, for some reason, decided to put Volpe back up top. He's not hitting. The catchers have done nothing. Now, I do think Wells and his advanced stats kind of back this up, but I won't get in the weeds. He's hit the ball fairly hard with no luck, and I do think that's going to change. But no, I mean, Rizzo's been, you know, for the most part, largely hit or miss. I do like Verdugo. Stanton's giving a little bit of pop, but he's a big problem. Judge has been awful. Soto's been the man. So there's the answers. I mean, it's just not hitting. Cabrera's been pretty good for a young kid. I do like him. But, you know, no DJ, and even if you have him, he's not healthy. And he's old. Who knows? I don't know. I don't love it.
Right,
I don't.
What'd you have for me?
Okay. So I know who your favorite Nick of all time is. That would be, well, maybe I know. No hesitation.
I think it's Starks. Yeah, I think it's, I was going to say Starks.
Okay. Maybe it's the same guy. Maybe it's not. Of all the Knicks, who do you respect the most? Meaning, but the guy would say something, you're like, he's got our back, or I really believe it. Doesn't say much, but when he says something, it carries a lot of weight.
You're talking about all time for me?
Yes.
Are you leading me to an answer?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to lead you to drink a little bit of water, but I don't want to just, you know, I mean, you got to find the water yourself here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still probably say Patrick.
Okay, no, yeah. You know, you're overthinking it. I get it. Well,
I was worried to be saying the guarantee and Ewing's.
I would
say Patrick to me is
Patrick.
The,
okay, yeah. So I thought you might say Charles Oakley.
He was up there. He was in.
That's why was I was kind of waiting. Yeah. You know, Charles Oakley didn't say much. Man, a few words when he
enforcer.
Said something.
Enforcer,
you know, when he said something, the whole room snapped into attention. The man commanded respect.
Co-captain.
Oh yeah, co-captain.
Or
Charles
O'Patrick,
from Virginia Union.
They want the tri-captains.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
And a fifth captain, Hubert Davis. Right. So Charles Oakley, this is something your partner's been saying, which you don't want to hear. But maybe you'll appreciate it coming from the Oak Man. He says, Jalen Brunson's the greatest Knicks since Walt Frazier. Quote,
oh God.
Somebody's got to say it. What about Patrick? What about Carmelo? Okay, they never did this. End quote.
See, here's the problem I have again with Oakley. He can't help himself.
Shade.
Charles, will you stop taking shots at Patrick Ewing? You know, it's one thing if you say it, BT, and I'm not even saying that he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Although, can Brunson do it a little bit longer than 2 years? I mean, come on. I love Jalen Brunson more than anybody, and he's getting into the equation of not only greatest thing, but like everybody's going to love him. If you're ready to knock off a 90s Nick from the pedestal, that's like, for me, for somebody our age, that's the greatest compliment you could pay somebody. And he's on that level where he's one of my favorite all-time Knicks in just 2 years because he is like a 90s Knick. His father, Leah, was a 90s Knick, whatever. But for Oakley to say it again, it comes across as disrespectful to Patrick. Stop doing it, Oak. Stop. Enough. I mean, hasn't Oak been dragged enough here, literally and figuratively? Come on. Why does he got to do this again? Nobody needs to hear you say, we know how great Jalen Brunson's being. We don't need to hear Charles Oakley, who wouldn't have been anything without Patrick Ewing
leading the way. That's
Yo,
not true.
It absolutely is.
He was Michael Jordan's enforcer. He was actually pretty good with the Bulls.
Without Patrick
Ewing. Michael Jordan, they loved him.
He didn't want to make that trade.
Yeah, Bill Cartwright.
Nice role player.
Yep.
Charles Oakley would not have been anything as far as the team's success that the New York Knicks had. Look, he got traded to the Knicks. Bulls traded him away.
That's right.
As much as Jordan loved them, they traded him away.
They traded him away for Cartwright.
Yeah,
it was more developed third overall pick out of San Francisco
Without
back in the day.
Without Ewing leading the way for the Charles Oakley Knicks,
there
is no Knicks. There is no 90s Knicks.
But without Charles Oakley allowing Ewing to maybe operate a little more freely, there's no 90s Knicks.
You put Patrick Ewing on the Houston Rockets instead and put Olajuwon on the Knicks. Patrick Ewing is a champion with Houston Rockets.
Olajuwon beats him.
No
way,
dude.
A better player.
And by the way, you could take Ewing and put Ewing on any team in the NBA. They would be better with him. Put Charles Oakley on. It's insignificant. Like, we're not going to compare the two players. Point is, Oakley should be looking up to Ewing. That's his guy. They're teammates. Those three, Ewing, Oakley, Starks, enough of the divide from Charles Oakley toward Ewing. You notice Ewing never says a word about it?
No, Pat's all class. And listen, but I don't think that... maybe this is naive. I was going to say, I don't think that Oak is trying to diss Pat as much as he's trying to bring attention to the greatness of Brunson. Because he also disses Melo,
He doesn't need to say it. Yeah, but he's not...
He disses Bernard King.
But he's not teammates with Melo. It's different coming from a teammate.
I do understand that part. I truly do.
When he says it, it is dissing Ewing because it's coming from a guy who played side by side, blood, sweat, and tears every night.
Is it a diss or is it a further validation of Brunson? Some people could think it means even more. And we know that they're not boys now. We know that. Like, there's a little friction, Pat and Oak, like a little bit. Like, they just everything with Oak at the Garden and all that stuff. So maybe there's intent. Maybe there's a little shade there by design. But I think when Oakley says that, independent of the motivation for saying it, I think it carries it just more than it's obviously me saying it.
Let me ask you.
And I said it before anybody.
Let me ask you. When he said even Pat or whatever, even Ewing never did this.
And Carmelo too.
Carmelo hasn't done it.
Yeah.
Do what exactly?
I guess just reach this level of individual play.
What level?
Well, I mean, you have to ask Oak.
Patrick Ewing's one of the greatest players of all time, and he did it for an extended period. He brought the Knicks to a finals. Jalen Brunson has brought the Knicks so far to one second round, on the verge of another, but a long way to go. I mean, come on now. Now, Carmelo, different story. He didn't do anything, as far as I'm concerned, with the Knicks. Mm-hmm. One big deal. 154 win season and one playoff round, right? They won. I mean, come on. I'm not going to throw Melo a parade.
No,
so Brunson has already done as much as Melo, and I think way more than Carmelo. But even if you just go based off of results,
yep.
You know, to me, Brunson's sustainability, success, taking the Knicks to a first-round win, you know, last year, on the verge of another one this year, yes. But Patrick Ewing, come on, go back and look at the record books of what he did in the 90s. The Knicks don't do any of that for a full decade. They're one of the premier teams in the league. So then what? Brunson hasn't done that compared to Ewing? Oh, come on, Oak. I'm so disappointed in that.
Yeah, I can see why I rub some people the wrong way. Now, I happened to say this about 2 months ago. You pushed back, so this is more in line with what I think. Now, I do think, here's the difference. The 5.5, 8 years that separate you and I, right? I saw Patrick play at the end in college. You didn't.
Correct.
You didn't.
Yeah, I didn't see him play in college, period.
That's right.
I didn't see the beginning of the Knicks.
That's right. So, to me,
what year did he get drafted again?
85. First overall pick, 85. Right? So, I think that, to me, the standard that I hold Patrick to, and maybe some of the criticism, and I love the big fan. I do. I love him with all my heart. As a New York basketball fan, I love him. I respect him. But I'm a little critical in the sense that, number one, I was older than you when I was watching him play in the mid-90s. So, not that I'm not saying I knew basketball better, but when you're older, you watch with a more discerning eye.
Understood,
you look for the, and maybe you tend to gravitate to some of the flaws. Like, I remember him missing free throws when Hubert Davis had to bail him out when they had that, and I was at that game.
Yeah.
With the Hugh Holland, Scotty Pippen.
I
was at that with my dad. Yeah, me and my dad went to that game. I was there when Patrick didn't see the double team quick and got a little sloppy and turned it over or was a little selfish.
Okay.
But really, I think what I carry around with, since I saw him in college, Patrick Ewing as a collegiate player was akin to Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton. He was indisputably, and I think to this point, still one of the five greatest college players of all time. Maybe Russell at USF, but certainly Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton as well. And when he got here, and he had a very different profile than Georgetown. At Georgetown, it was all defense, intimidator, blah. And Pat gave you that for the first couple of years. And then he morphed into the best jump-shooting big man in the history of the game. And I appreciated that.
Ahead of his time.
Yes. And I bet if Pat was coming up now, he's shooting threes and he's hitting some. There's no doubt about that. But I there were a lot of imperfections in his game that kept the Knicks from winning more.
All right, fine. So
I lived it. I know you did too, but I was older.
No, that's fine. And I totally understand that. And I admit that there is a bias that I have with Ewing and those 90s Knicks because I lived it and saw it and will always love them for everything that they gave. And I was looking at it through a younger lens. However, how can you possibly dispute the success that he had and compare it to what Brunson... Whether you lived up to what you thought he would be, the ultimate success, whatever, the facts are what they are. How many 50-win seasons did Ewing lead the Knicks to? How many rounds of the playoffs?
Top of my head, probably about five.
Okay, how many rounds of the playoffs did Ewing lead the Knicks through?
A ton.
Okay, so
a ton.
So what are we talking about here? Like, as far as being an accomplished New York Knick,
yep.
Jalen Brunson, while I love him and think he is certainly on his way and already surpassing anything that we've seen since Ewing, he's got a long way to go.
I know he does.
Okay.
But
keep that's all that I'm saying.
Oh, I get it.
The accomplishments.
Understood. Like, there's the resume, but keep in mind, when I framed this, and it was a couple of months ago to caught you off guard, you're like, what? And when I first said this, I originally said, and I stand by this, like, night to night, this is my exact words, night to night, Jalen Brunson impacts winning more than Ewing. Now, you can still disagree with that, but I just want to get separation from the totality of Patrick's career, which would be asinine to compare to basically 2 years here of Brunson. So here's your...
Well, you're also projecting forward then that, can Brunson get to an Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, this year he is. I need a little music here. I need a little something here. There we go. Okay, take us out with this. Let's go, Knicks. Dust that big pumpkin bead. Put him in a casket. Let's go. We'll see you tomorrow. Go, Knicks.
On the floor, scoring more is 94, and the Knicks are hardcore. And I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper, it's the Knicks, and we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Cause 94 is the Knickerbocker season. You better believe the Knicks got all that takes. We're shooting three-pointers, and we're running fast breaks. And if your defense makes a mistake, then bam!
You get mace in your face.
This is a team.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.